This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
An effort getting underway to help out the Roseburg Dream Center in a special way. It's the Harvesting Hope Project. Dave Graham and Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we have more drug projects coming up for our next graduation. And I have Eric here with me, who's going to be doing not just gathering food and clothing, but also doing car wash to add to help out the Dream Center.
Wow. And I know the food pantry there, the need really keeps going up.
Yes. More and more people every day. Finding out that it's not just people that are unhomed. It's people that are struggling to make ends meet. A lot of single moms with kids, that it makes a big difference in their lives.
So, Eric, come on over and tell us about kind of how this idea evolved. Get real closer.
Yeah, starting off in recovery, this is like one of the first places I had gone to for support, and it was just amazing to see the kaleidoscope of different people that you know, needed their services. I learned that 1 in 7 people have nutrition insecurities, so I know that that definitely affects people like retirees, people like in service members, anybody that's struggling at all. But yeah, the main goal is to keep the shelves filled. And this is like what I'm doing is just a drop in the bucket, but every little bit helps. What I'm also doing is food drop-offs on May 30th and 31st at Grocery Outlet and Sherm's. So come on by, and awesome. All donations are very much so welcome. Also have a car wash tomorrow outside Abby's on Diamond Lake. So donations are also welcome there.
And I understand this one's a little bit different. You've kind of gone high tech.
Oh, yeah, tap to pay. We're not accepting cash at these car washes either, so tap to pay is also welcome. But if you're not comfortable with that, we'll definitely do take donations.
And that's going to be 10 to 3 tomorrow, and then next Saturday, a couple weeks up the road on June 7th at Abby's on Stevens as well. So, Eric, what kinds of things have you learned going through drug court? I mean, I know this is not an easy process.
No, it's not. It's been a huge part of my life the last 2 years. One of the biggest things I've learned is that there's a lot of support for anybody that's struggling, and all it takes is a little bit of courage to start asking for help. For me, it's I had a fear of wasting people's time, but learning to meet my own needs and learn to be more successful for myself has definitely been transformational.
And I imagine there was a point there where you realized it was either drug court or a future not quite as bright.
Yeah, absolutely. A healthy fear of prison was definitely the first step. But after that, yeah, I learned that, I have counselors and everything, and they definitely helped me see, a brighter side of my future.
All right. And so how did you pick this particular way to do things, doing the food collection and doing the car washes?
Yeah, I did a little bit of research, and I learned that 1 in 7 people, like I said earlier, experience food insecurities. And I learned also that the shelves it's hard to keep the shelves full. So this is the only way I could think of to leave something better than I found it.
All right, Dave, talk about at the Dream Center. I mean, you've got the food pantry, but a lot of other things going on too.
Yes, we have the connecting point on Mondays where a lot of agencies are there to meet with people that have different needs. It's an amazing thing to show up on Mondays at 10 o'clock and see all the people that are there getting help. Boots on the ground, that's what I call it.
So, Roseburg Dream Center, Diamond Lake Boulevard, again, the first car wash tomorrow, 10 to 3, Abby's on Diamond Lake Boulevard. Dave and Eric, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're so welcome.
All right, 8:36 at the Morning Report.